Our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our God is a God that prompts us and pursues us to do His will even when we are not obedient. I know it was that way in my case. When I was going through years of disobedience and really resisting God, God still, it seems, was pursuing me and prompting me and asking me to do His will. It was like that with Simon Peter. Simon Peter, his will was, I want to live just like I've been living. I want to be a fisherman. I want to run my business. I want to be that commercial fisherman. I want to have a nice home. I want to care for my family, for my mother-in-law, for my children. This is what I want to do. And God seems to be pursuing me. And this itinerant preacher, Jesus, is coming along and asking me to follow Him. I can't leave my business. But it was God's will that he followed Jesus. And Jesus called him. Jesus asked him. He had asked him some time before, maybe as much as a year before that time, come follow me. It was at the baptismal service that John the Baptist was doing up and down the Jordan, and you can read about it in the Gospel of John. But that was well before this time that there was a great catch of fish. God pursued Peter, and he was weighing in his mind, my will or God's will, follow my own way, or follow Jesus. Listen to what he said to Jesus. It's found in Luke chapter 5, verse 8. When Simon Peter saw the catch of fish, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. You see, sometimes we just don't believe God's will for us. Because we're sinful people, we think that we can't do God's will. We can't live like the Bible tells us to live. We can't do what God wants us to do. We can't have the integrity because we're sinful people. Listen, when God calls us to do something, He supplies the resources to do that, just as Jesus supplied him with fish so that the business could go on while he went and followed Jesus. You know, the business was there because when Simon Peter, after Jesus' resurrection, decided he was going to go back fishing, the boat was still there. The business was still there. God helped him. God worked out the way for Simon Peter to follow his will. But Simon had to surrender to the will of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word and for your will in my life. Lord, I thank you that you have sent me resources, that you have helped me do your will. And thank you, Lord, for breaking me down so that I looked to you and said, Lord, what should I do? It's your way, not my way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.